Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, Doug Goring.
Where are we at with flaring these days? Commissioner Goring sits on the Industrial Commission as well as being the North Dakota Ag Commissioner. So a flaring update, if you would.
Yeah, where we're at right now is about 89%, which is great. We were supposed to be at 80% by April 1st. There's been a lot of things that have been done. A lot of work has been done to get us to that point. And I applaud the companies for stepping up, making connections, making things work. We still have some problems out there. I mean, we have some fields that are isolated, and we haven't been able to capture the gas. But we have two plants coming online this year, and by then we hope to be well over 90% when we look at gas capture. I think, I believe one of the problems we're going to run into, though, is once price comes up on crude oil and it makes it economically viable to start fracking those wells, producing those wells, plus we might have some wells that have been isolated. They might be connected by then, or they were uneconomical to actually run. They're going to be coming online, too, and that may put us back under a lot of pressure. Our numbers may dip a little bit. I don't want to get out ahead of this thing and assume, but you always have to prepare and think about that when you look at this as a big jigsaw puzzle. How do you start connecting some pieces to make sure it ties all together? And the industry's been working hard to do that. We just got to stay in contact with them and continue to support and encourage those activities so that we can get more facilities going and get more pipe in the ground and get these things connected so that we can stay compliant with the flaring issue.
Anything else that you want to discuss on that issue? You know, you said piece by piece. That got me thinking about the pipelines. And I know there's been some advancements over the last 6 months in some of the pipelines. But is there any issues or any thing of note when it comes to landowners and pipelines and the Industrial Commission?
I know under our pipeline reclamation and restoration efforts, that program here in my department, it's been working well. I would say more and more of the conversations I hear out there is we use your name in vain, Commissioner, and it's amazing you know, how much people respond to that. But things are happening. Companies, I think there's a better understanding of what's going on. There was good faith intentions to step out and do something. Companies, midstream companies, oil companies, never wanted to have a bad situation. At least most of them didn't. So with those good faith intentions, it just meant some follow-up. The contractors and subcontractors had a job to do. And it didn't matter to them how things were done as long as they put pipe in the ground. And I think there's been more communication happening now between those contractors and subcontractors with the companies to make sure that they're doing a follow-up, that they're doing maintenance and cleanup, and coming back over to make sure that you know, the slumping is taken care of, that cleanup looks better, and tie-ins are made, and people's concerns are addressed when you talk about where valves are going in and where connections are made and what's all happening. People are happy overall, though, with the program. Things are happening, and that's good. I believe they're just going to continue to get better. We still need to put a lot of pipe in the ground. I think we're estimating now by 2020, we'll probably have 36,000 plus miles of pipe in the ground in North Dakota. And that's pretty amazing, thinking about some states have been at this for 80, 90 years. And, you know, we've really have stepped up our game just in the last several years, and we've made this much progress. I think that's a testament to North Dakota. I think it's a testament to the companies, their efforts, and probably a coordinated approach with asking and engaging everybody in the conversation of how do we tie this together, how do we make this work without impacting the infrastructure anymore.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to UnitedFrac.com. That's United Frac.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you. Welcome to the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis. On today's KidCast, we talk with North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger. Did you know Secretary Jagger worked for his father's concrete company in high school? Up next, North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger talks about how and why you should register your business with the state.
Kids and capitalism.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis. On today's KidCast, we talk with North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger. Why should somebody file a company name with the state?
Well, first of all, it's a requirement of state law that anyone who operates a business under a name other than their own personal name needs to file it as a trade name with our office, and that's to disclose who they are, and so it's a requirement of law. And also, if they decide then to file as a corporation or a limited liability company or limited liability partnership, that name needs to be registered as well. So it's a requirement of state law.
Can kids have a job or a business, or do you have to be an adult?
Well, a kid is able to file a trade name, however, because they're not yet 18 years of age, they do need an adult to co-sign. As far as any other type of business, because you don't become an adult for business reasons until you're 18, you have to wait till 18. But that doesn't stop somebody that is young from actually starting a business. They just need an adult to participate with them until they're 18.
What was your first job and how old were you?
My first job was I was a paper boy. I was in junior high school and I would have been about 11, 12 years old, and I did that for about 3 years.
Did you ever own your own business? What was it?
Yes, I did. I was a real estate broker in Fargo, North Dakota, and I had my own business for several years as a real estate broker, and that's what I did.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
To listen to the entire KidCast with North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger, visit kidsincapitalism.com.
How am I gonna be me?
From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them a child of shame. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene, cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?